I podcast di radiobue.it.
Radiobue.it, today we have a special guest that is a guest of your UniPD, of our university, Professor Wang Feng. Welcome.
Thank you.
Professor Wang, you are here for talking about a topic that is very interesting. It's inequality. And your struggle, let's say it, is to introduce this theme, it's inequality in China. And you are an expert to this theme. You will be at the Palazzo Bo, Aula Nievo, for a lecture. You will talk about the Chinese government inequality. There are two themes that mix in an interesting way, let's say it.
Yes, of course. I think rising inequality is a worldwide concern. And we've seen the last 30 to 50 years escalating inequality, income inequality, wealth inequality all over the world. Now, China is a special case. Its economy has grown explosively. By the same time, China now is one of the most unequal countries in the world in terms of income.
So can you give us also your definition of inequality, if you have one?
Yeah, there are different ways to measure this. For instance, you can measure the ratio between the top 10% versus the bottom 10%, the ratio. And you can measure how much income and wealth the top 1% has versus the bottom 50%. But here we have an excellent measure that comes from Padua. That's from Professor Gini, who taught in Padua from 1913 until the 1920s. And he is the person who devised this coefficient, which is called the Gini coefficient, which I will talk about.
Okay, so you will be like playing home when you will be in Padova. So
yes.
You will explain like three features in your lecture. I don't want you to explain all of them, but maybe can you give us some tips about what you will talk about?
Of course. I think in the first 30 years of China's economic growth and income inequality increase, so much increase was in inequality was on the income. Now China has become a much richer country, and like other countries in the capitalist world, wealth has become a important, actually increasingly more important feature of inequality, and has more implications than income alone, because that resets the starting line for people. And also, I want to talk about mobility. Every society has inequality, but what it's like in China in terms of mobility. And the last one is, what is the role of the government? And the government has done a lot of social welfare programs, social benefits programs to transfer income, wealth, and to redistribute. And I would like to examine the effect of that as well. So together, I think these new developments in China's society can help us to understand where the society is going and how the lives of people there will be affected, but also I think has implications for the world, because what happens in China economically and politically has increasingly more important implications for the world as well.
Yeah, of course, China is one of the leading countries. So any decision make or take in that country, of course, will have effects worldwide. Is it, in your opinion, the right time for the Chinese government to start with this battle against inequality, or you should have started before?
China has been addressing this issue of inequality for almost 20 years now, since the late 1990s, beginning of 2000. And with the increased government revenue, the Chinese government has also shifted its emphasis from purely growing the economy to also the distribution and the social harmony. So that's been done especially in the last, during the first decade of the 2000s. But in the recent years, there are concerns about the lack of reforms, such as reforming the state-owned enterprises and also the implementation of the law and also the media, the public monitoring of the government behavior. These could all contribute to the worsening of inequality. So the Chinese government has been paying a lot of attention, but more attention needs to be paid.
Thank you very much, Professor Wang. Good luck for your lecture in Padova. It will be a great time to focus on these themes, and we are very glad to have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to having this conversation with students and colleagues and the community here in Padova.
Scopri tutti i nostri podcast su radio2.it. We play different and everywhere.